إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them to many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat, we want to mention an aspect here of this masjid. And that is that the people of this masjid, walhamdulillah, are struggling, and they're sacrificing. People are burnt out, stressed out, worn out, broke, striving fi sabilillah, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this masjid, it could have been like many of the masjids around America, where the masjid has no school. And the children of the people who attend the masjid, their children go to the kufar schools. And they go astray as the kufar lead them astray. And this masjid could have been just like the other masjids, that 20 years, 25 years, and more or less, they have no progress. The people of the masjid, they have no foresight. They want no advancement for themselves or the believers. And if our community was like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, we'd have thousands and thousands of dollars left over every month, not knowing what to do with it, if we were in no struggle or we weren't sacrificing like we are, insha'Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And today, walhamdulillah, we want to inform the community, and our informing of what takes place here at this masjid, though it doesn't directly relate to the ayah of Surah Al-Hujurat, that we mention what we mention in order to be a reminder to the believers, in order to be advice for the believers, to encourage them to do what is right. It was about 2 years ago, or more or less, when we had met with the people in Trenton, and we had informed you of that meeting. And now here we are 2 years later, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and I have with me right here the deed where the state of New Jersey has turned over the property
of the former National Guard Armory in East Orange to the Islamic Center of East Orange, of which will be, inshallah ta'ala, the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahl Sunnah and Madrasa Ahl Sunnah. And the copy here is for everyone to read. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As each and every one of us, we can see where our money has gone, and we hope that it takes us even farther, inshallah ta'ala. As we don't think that this is the end by purchasing this building, but we hope that this is only the beginning, inshallah ta'ala, of what we like to do fi sabilillah, and owning property for housing for the believers, and owning malls so that the believers can have their stores, and all of the other things that we might need, inshallah ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. This is the beginning, and we hope that the end is in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat, O you who believe, stay far away from much suspicion. Indeed, in some suspicion is a sin. And don't spy on one another. And don't backbite each other. Does any one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Rather, he hates it. So fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is Tawwabur Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He addresses the believers to stay away from much suspicion. Indeed, in some suspicion is a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to stay away from thinking bad about the other believers when what is apparent is that the believers are good, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, in some of the suspicion is a sin. When you think bad about your good Muslim brother, this is a sin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the believers from thinking bad about their good Muslim brothers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He also prohibits us from spying on one another. And that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from looking into that which is hidden from the rest of the people. What you don't know about your brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits you from digging into that which you don't know about your brother in order to expose that thing about your brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from spying on one another. What is hidden, what is kept hidden from the rest of us should be that way, and whoever digs deep into the private lives of the Muslim believers, then they are committing this sin of spying on one another, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits it clearly in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't backbite one another. Don't mention your brother in his absence with that which he is not pleased with. Whether it's the truth or not, don't mention about your brother that which he dislikes you to mention about him in his absence, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says, does any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Rather, he hates it. Rather, you hate to eat pork. Rather, you hate to even eat some of those things that are permissible, like the lizard. How much more so would you hate to eat your brother when the people come to make the janazah on him? You say, wait a minute, let me have a meal. And just as you hate to eat the flesh of your dead brother, you should hate to talk about him or to mention him behind his back in a manner that is displeasing to him. Just as you hate to eat his flesh, then hate to mention him in other than a good manner, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us in this ayat. And fear Allah. Fear Allah by staying away from what He has prohibited us, and this ayah of having much suspicion about the believers. Stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from spying on each other. Stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited of backbiting each other. Fear Allah and do what you have been commanded. Indeed Allah is Tawwabur Rahim. Indeed Allah is the one who accepts the repentance, and He is the most merciful. This is our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiving and the most merciful. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His mercy by staying away from these prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, if we reflect a little deeper on its meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins with, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. And this is the fifth time in this short surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, O you who believe. To show us the importance of this statement of, O you who believe. As we have mentioned earlier in the surah, the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَرْعِهَا سَمْعَكْ فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ أَوْ شَرٌ يُنْهَى عَنْهُ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, whenever you hear Allah say, O you who believe, then pay close attention and listen carefully, because there's some good that you may be commanded to do, or some evil that you will be prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from some evil in this ayah. You should have listened carefully to this ayah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from this evil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits. This statement of, O you who believe, it's in the Quran 90 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, though it's a short book, He mentions it so often because of the importance of calling the believers to obedience to Allah and obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Let's always keep in mind when we hear, O you who believe, the importance of that which might come after it from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by commanding us with good and prohibiting us from evil, by giving us glad tidings of paradise and of warning us from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and if you are a believer, then adhere to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we look a little deeper, He prohibits us from having suspicion about our brothers. And the ulama of Islam, they agree, or the majority of the ulama of Islam, they agree that this is having suspicion about your brother, and that which is apparent from your brother is good. In general, what is apparent from the believers is that they are good, obedient believers to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And whoever has a bad suspicion about his brother who is good, then he has fallen into a sin if he speaks about it. As some of the ulama say, so long as you don't speak about it, then you won't be held accountable for having that evil suspicion about your good Muslim brother. But if you speak about it, meaning that you have for no reason, that you have for no reason to think bad about your good Muslim brother by just looking at the brother and says, he looks like he was a player in Jahiliyyah, he's probably out there fornicating or committing adultery, just because he appears to you from the way he dresses or something like that, that he might have had that lifestyle before Islam. Not that you saw him with someone who wasn't his wife, or that you saw him in a place that he didn't belong in, and that's what led you to think about him what you thought, but for no real reason at all that you thought bad about your good Muslim brother. This is a sin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in some suspicion is a sin. And this shows that in some other suspicions there is no sin. And this is, as the ulama explained, if you see something apparent from your brother that he is an open fasiq, disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and living the life of a sin, if you have suspicion about this brother because he gives you every right to do so, then for that brother there is no wrong in having suspicion against him, or there is no sin. For the example, if you see the brother on the Ave somewhere smoking reefer or getting high, and you feel that the brother is disobedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and you want the believers stay away from hanging out with brother so and so, he gets high, or warn brother so and so to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not referring to this as a sin, because it is apparent that the person is disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any spying on him, without any suspicion on him, but that it is apparent about him that he is a fasiq. And whoever understands this about his brother, then there's no sin in it whatsoever. The sin is on the one who thinks bad about his good Muslim brother for no reason at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we take a look a little deeper at this ayah, and inshallah ta'ala next week we will try to go into the meaning of it a little more deeper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from spying on each other. And this is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, the result of some of our suspicion that we don't speak about. Sometimes you think bad of your believing brother, and then you don't have any reason whatsoever to support your suspicion about him, so it leads you to spy on him so that you can get the evidence to support your suspicion about your brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prohibits us from spying on each other. Don't look into the privacy of your brother's lives except that which they make open to you. And don't backbite one another. Don't mention your brother in his absence in a way that is displeasing to him. And most of us, we have on our tongues, we have an excuse while we are mentioning him in a displeasing manner, and that is because it's the truth about him. Whether it's the truth or not, we have been prohibited to mention our brother in a way that is displeasing to him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us this in this ayat. This is one of the ayat from Surah Al-Hujurat, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance from this ayat. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. If we took another look at this ayah and we reflected on the meanings of this ayah, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives an example to you that's displeasing to you. As He said, would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you an example, something that you can relate to in order to discourage you from that which He has prohibited you of, backbiting your brother. Because you think that it's okay if it's the truth about him to mention him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you an example and compares that with the eating of the flesh of your dead brother that you hated, and hopes that you would hate backbiting just like you hate the eating of the dead flesh of your brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many ayah in this Quran, He gives examples. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives these examples, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech is not the highest speech, and not that His examples aren't the finest examples, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that which is closer to your hearts, in order that you may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He ought to be feared, as He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear Allah. And in the khutbatul hajah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to mention before we present what we present to the people of inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, to the end of that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He had prescribed for us the mentioning of three ayat. And in these ayat, they all begin with fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. And there are so many ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to fear Allah. Take this statement as a weighty statement when you hear it from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to fear Him, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have caution when you hear this statement, fear Allah. Don't be arrogant and reject the truth when you hear the statement, fear Allah, but hurry quickly to the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness when you're commanded to fear Allah. Hurry to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you're commanded to fear Allah. Fearing Allah is staying away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, like the examples in these ayah. And fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing what He has commanded. Don't take this statement, fear Allah, as a light statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions it so many times in His Quran in order to let you understand the importance of this statement. So fear Allah. Indeed Allah is Tawwabur Rahim. Indeed Allah is the one who accepts the repentance and He is the most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the word or His characteristic or His beautiful name, Tawwab, more than 10 times in the Quran. And He mentions His beautiful name, Ar-Rahim, more than 110 times in the Quran. And this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by often mentioning these beautiful names of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you appreciate and you understand and you act in accordance to these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who accepts the repentance, so repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who is the most merciful, so seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having taqwa of Allah, by obeying His commandments and staying away from what He has prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though we don't always go into the depth of the understanding or the meanings of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're mentioned oftentimes in the Quran. Take the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously by acting in accordance with them. This is a brief tafsir of this ayat from Surah Al-Hujurat. And we ask Allah to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge, and to increase us in iman, and to increase us in wealth, and to increase us in taqwa, and to increase us in children, and to increase us in power. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the success in this world and the success in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the halal sufficient for us, so that we don't have to dip into the haram. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us hate the haram so that we stay away from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the fire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the believers who struggle and sacrifice fi sabilillah.